The first reading today is very interesting. So we have a song of praise coming from Azariah when all of them were in this fiery furnace because they refused to oblige and worship the golden statue by King Nebuchadnezzar. So they were thrown in there. And while they're inside the fiery furnace itself, Zechariah began to pray out loud. And biblical scholars said, the song of praise, it's not written in the Aramaic or Hebrew edition of the book of the prophet Daniel, but it's what in Greek, meaning it could be a later edition, especially with the diaspora Jewish communities living. But the message remained the same. The message of trust, the message of hope, the message of relying on God's mercy that calls us to know that God is faithful to us even in our greatest time of need. So if he had been grateful to us in our greatest time of need and forgiven us, then which lead us toward this gospel reading today, that we should be merciful toward others. Imagine how the king responded and how that wicked servant responded. The servant fell down, did homage to the king and said, be patient with me and I will pay you back in full. And so the king moved with compassion, let him go, forgave him of the loan, completely forgave him of the loan. But then as soon as he left, he found his fellow servant who owed him much smaller amount, said the scripture. And he seized him, he choked him, demanding, pay back what you owe. And his fellow servant said, hey, be patient with me, I will pay you back. The same word being said to by him to the king. But no, he had his fellow servant put in prison, which means that when he's in prison, he cannot earn money to pay back. So that meaning condemn him for forever. And that's why the king said very clearly, I forgave you because you asked me and I had compassion on you, but yet you were so pitiful and petty in forgiving your fellow servants. And Jesus ends the parable today by reminding us, and I quote, so will your heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. Forgiveness is something that I try to practice every day, especially praying for those who had hurt me, those who had in some ways, perhaps out of their best intentions, have caused me pains and suffering. Forgiveness is not easy. I'll be the first one to raise my hand. But forgiveness is so important that unless we forgive our brothers, our sisters from our heart, then we cannot really allow God's forgiveness to change us deep from within. And this is what the church tried to teach us, that there's a difference between contrition and attrition. Sometimes we want attrition from God, buying the insurance policy just in case something happened. But contrition reminds us that if God had been merciful toward me, I need to be contrite in changing my life and to put into practice what he had given me. To forgive not just 7 times, not 77 times, but forgive from our heart. This is what we're called to do, and we can only do it with the grace of God. So today, my invitation for you, as I invite myself, to lift up those who are still in need of our forgiveness, of our love, and try to practice in our own way, no matter how imperfect it is, to learn to forgive others, just that he has forgiven us.